You're listening to SBS News.
Australia will help NATO as part of a new multi-million dollar non-combat mission in Iraq, aimed at improving the country's military training and preventing the revival of militant groups such as IS. The Iraq mission, announced at a NATO leaders' summit in Brussels, will be led by Canada and will involve hundreds of NATO trainers. The mission was devised after the Iraqi government requested more help in building its capacity to fight off militants long term. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the plan involves training instructors who will teach Iraqi soldiers how to counter suicide bombers and detect, defuse and dispose of improvised explosives.
We strongly believe that prevention is better than intervention, that we have to make sure that ISIL, Daesh is not able to come back, and the best way of doing that is to train the Iraqis.
Australia has volunteered to supply senior staff and trainers to the Iraqi Ministry of Defence and its offices of National Security Advisor. Two Australian trainers will reportedly work at the mission headquarters in what the federal government calls a small but meaningful contribution. Defence Minister Maurice Payne in Brussels for the two-day summit says Australia will also help in Afghanistan, sending 20 defence people to help the country set up a Black Hawk helicopter fleet. She said in a statement, Australia is specifically suited to that role.
Australia is one of only a few nations in the international coalition currently flying Black Hawks, and we will be able to provide qualified personnel to support the introduction of this important platform.
The launch of the Iraq mission follows heated discussions at the NATO summit over different countries' contributions to NATO defence. United States President Donald Trump repeatedly attacked NATO and its allies for not devoting more money to defence spending to help share the burden of rising global tensions. He demanded countries increase their military spending to 4% of gross domestic product, double the current goal. Former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, currently in Washington, has backed Mr. Trump's cause. He has told Sky News that in the Trump era, and he suspects those under future presidents, the United States is going to continue to insist on more help.
Our defence spending is just creeping up to 2% of GDP. It's better than it was, but it's certainly not enough for Australia to have to deal with a major adversary without massive US support.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.